This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and I'm hearing myself talking back to me, so I'm going to give GCN a heads up about that, that we are getting talked back in the studio here. With you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And it is the live Sunday edition. We are here doing a new Labor Day edition of the show. By the way, celebrating our ninth full year in New Hampshire as early movers for the Free State
Project. That's true. I hadn't even thought. I forgot all about that.
Happy anniversary in that way, I guess. It's been an interesting near decade up here, and we can talk more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Ian and Mark in studio. Our toll-free numbers, you're welcome to join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our number's 855-450-FREE, but questions should be reserved in the beginning of this program for a special guest. Mark, you invited Peter Schiff.
Yeah, Peter Schiff, he's a big name in the Liberty circles. I think he got his most acclaim about essentially predicting the mortgage bubble. There was, I guess it was in 2000. We'll let him talk about it. He knows it better than I do. I got a white paper recently, and he's talking about the student loan bubble, and I think it's worth discussing it with him.
So let's bring him on. Peter.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, I wrote a lot about the student loan bubble years ago. My book, The Real Crash, America's Coming Bankruptcy, I really went into how the government was inflating that bubble and what was going to happen when it popped. And, you know, that was kind of before everybody started talking about it, because we hadn't really hit the, you know, $1 trillion mark yet in total student loans. And now I think we're closing in on $1.4 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it really there's a little graph here in your white paper, and certainly whoever did the graphs in your white paper did a really great job with them.
Is this paper available on your website?
It's also available. Yeah, I posted on the link to his website on our Facebook page.
Okay, so it's up on our Facebook and Twitter
at facebook.freetalklive.com already. Right. But in 2005, it was the total student loan debt was a trillion. 0.36 trillion. Now in 2013, it's 1.2, and you say, Peter, now it's nearing 1.4.
Maybe it's 1.3. Yeah, I'm getting, yeah. You know,
but it's 1.3, and soon will be 1.4.
Yeah,
I mean, it's frightening.
Yeah, and you know, this is really, you know, another example of government, you know, creating a problem and then attempting to solve it. But college, before the government got involved, college was not that big an expense. You know, I mean, kids could easily work their way through school. If your parents didn't have the money to pay your tuition, like my dad's parents didn't have any money, so he worked his way through school. He was a waiter over the summer. He worked at a resort, a lodge in the Catskills, I think, or someplace like that. And he worked for, you know, the summer, and he made enough money to cover tuition, room, and board. At UConn, University of Connecticut. And, you know, almost all my dad's friends did the same thing. They all worked their way through college, and they graduated. They didn't have any debt. And what happened was a bunch of politicians tried to get students to vote for them by promising, hey, you know, we'll guarantee loans so you can borrow money to go to college instead of working. And then when you graduate, you can just pay off your debt. And, you know, you'll get a better job because you'll have a degree. And so you'll just be able to pay off your debt after college. So you can just concentrate on college and not have to work.
That's the pitch.
And so they believe
summers for them. Those students must have been really great, right? Like, instead of working, they're like drinking and partying, right?
Well, yeah. And of course, when it first started off, tuition probably didn't rise that rapidly right away. Right. But once the colleges caught on to this scam, right, the colleges realized, hey, wait a minute, we can raise our tuition as much as we want, because the students aren't going to push back. They're just going to get the money from these loans. And so college began to get more expensive because the government was making these low interest rate loans available. And then it became a self-perpetuating spiral As loans made college more expensive, the government would now increase the amount of the loans, and now the colleges would just keep increasing prices. And, you know, it's like a dog trying to chase its tail, and it just kept spiraling out of control. And, you know, now nobody works their way through college. They just graduate with a mortgage and no house.
Crazy.
You know? They have a huge debt. And, of course, since the government has now encouraged so many people to go to college, the degree is worthless in the labor market because everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my dad went to college, probably in the 50s, maybe one out of 10 high school graduates went. So if you actually went to college, that said something about you. Today, it doesn't say anything. I mean, we got college grads driving cabs, waiting tables, ringing up cash registers. I mean, just about everybody today has a college degree, so, you know, the degree is worth nothing, but it costs a fortune to get it.
So what, I think a lot of people get, you do believe that some people need to go to college, right? Like if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or something, you pretty much have to go.
There are some people that should go to college, and certainly like if you graduate at the top of your class, you know, or an A student in high school, you're really academically driven and you want to have some of these professions. But, you know, there are plenty of C students, you know, D students that are going to college. And then when they get there, they're taking remedial English, remedial math, and then they major in some type of, you know, philosophy or sociology or something like that. And, you know, I mean, this is a complete waste of time. I mean, if you're not a good student, B student, even a B student, it's like, you know, I mean, if you're not excelling at high school, why go to college? You know, I mean, what's the point?
Yep.
You know, and the thing is, we send all these kids to college who really do not benefit from it. They just have 4, 5, 6 years now of partying. And those are years that they could have been in the job market learning marketable skills.
Sure.
And instead, they're wasting, squandering their youth.
They'd be paid to learn those skills, too.
Oh, yeah, they'd have a job. Of course. Yeah, yeah. So by the time they were 22, 23, they could probably, you know, make a decent living.
Yep.
Instead, now they graduate with a worthless degree and a pile of debt, and they can't do anything. So they have to stay and live with their parents.
The advice we give here on the air generally is if somebody's paying for you to go to college, you should go to college. But if nobody's paying, then you don't go. And don't beg your parents to go into debt for it either. I'm talking about a rich grandmother who firmly believes in college, or that you've done so well in school that you've gotten some kind of scholarship. Obviously, this advice couldn't work for everybody, but it works for enough of our listeners that it would. I think it's effective.
And you know
advice.
What? I would to most kids. Look, if you're 18, you're graduating from high school, you really don't know what you're going to do. You know, you don't have to necessarily go to college. You can start working. You can always go back to school when you're 20, 21. If you find out that you think college is something you really need, but a lot of people will find out that you know they don't need that degree.
Yep.
And at least if you wait a little bit between high school and college, you might figure out what you're interested in. I mean, a lot of people start college. They have no idea what they want to study.
They change their major, I think, at least twice, typical college students.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't even know if you're going to need it. And, you know, and you can always even get a college degree. You can, you know, go study in the evenings while you're working. You don't have to go to a full-time college and, you know, spend, you know, 4 or 5 years or 6 years now. I mean, the four-year degrees, very few people now can even get a four-year degree in 4 years. This is like a 5 or 6 year deal.
Here's what I'd like to know. I mean, I'm not a economics expert. What will cause this bubble to pop, right? Because you can't go bankrupt on a college loan, as I understand it. They have to, they're going to be saddled with that debt for their entire life. They can't sneak out from under that, right?
Well, what's causing it to pop is the realization that the college degree is not worth the price tag. You know, they've bid the price of these degrees up so much that it's no longer justifiable, especially when most people who are graduating with college now are not doing a job that requires the degree that they have. When I said you have record numbers of college grads that are doing, you know, menial labor, you know, labor that you could do, you know, even without a high school degree, let alone a college degree. You know, if you want to watch a funny little video that I did, go to my YouTube channel, Schiff Report, and type in Peter Schiff College. And there's a video that I did. It's got a couple hundred thousand views. I wish it had more. And it's a video of me walking down Bourbon Street with a microphone interviewing the people that work there. And these are people that are the bouncers at strip clubs and bartenders and pedicab drivers and people just taking out the trash. And I'm asking them, you know, if they went to college, and if they did, you know, what their major is and what year they graduated and how much they borrowed. And everybody I talk to is a college grad in debt. And they're all doing menial jobs. I mean, jobs that, you know, anybody could do, you know.
Peter, stand by. You can continue with us, yes?
Yes.
All right, more with Peter Schiff here from Connecticut. I believe that is where we are joining, or he is joining us from. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to jump into the conversation on college loans, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can join us here on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Peter Schiff with us Almost called him Irwin. That's his dad. And we're actually going to talk about Irwin Schiff here tonight.
I got Peter Schiff on the phone. I've got a bunch of things I want to talk to him about.
Yeah. So, and for our listeners who don't know who Irwin is, he is in prison with basically a life sentence because he was put in there, I believe, in his early 80s, if I'm recalling correctly. And I'm sure Peter will correct me if I'm wrong. And now he's not having a good time in there.
Not his early 80s, his mid-70s, I think, maybe 75, because he's 86 now or 87.
Wow.
And so he got basically a 13-year sentence, and he's about 10 years into it.
Oh, my God, I didn't even realize it had been that long.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, he was recently diagnosed with lung cancer, and the doctors in the prison are telling him that, you know, there's no cure. And, you know, he maybe has 6 months to live, maybe 12. They don't know for sure. But the problem is he probably doesn't have he probably won't live long enough to see his release date.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to get him out on this compassionate release. But, of course, the problem is everything takes so long with the government, even though, you know, they're trying to expedite it. This process is a bureaucratic nightmare.
Which, of course, has really no compassion whatsoever.
Right, and you're asking the government for compassion, and sadly, it's
insane. But you'd think that they could just, you know, let him out. Okay, the guy's got terminal cancer.
Right. It'd be cheaper for them, but they can't even do that.
They're not even trying to do anything. They're basically saying, well, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, well, why can't we just take you to a doctor here at, you know, maybe Yale New Haven and see somebody there and find out if there's something that you can do? I mean, and I don't know, you know, I might have to pay the cost of some of it myself, but my dad is a vet. He does have benefits there, and he gets Medicare. So I don't know. I mean, the government might pay some of the costs regardless of that, but there might be some costs that I would be able to pay myself. But the thing is, they should just let him out. So in case there is something that can be done, maybe we need to do it now instead of wait, you know, how many more months before they can expedite this release of a nonviolent, you know, tax offender who's already served 10 years in jail.
Right. They went after your dad. For people that don't know Irwin's name, they went after him basically for writing a book about not paying income tax.
Well, yeah, and he wrote a book, and he also, you know, encouraged people to read it and, you know, not to pay. But he never told people don't pay your taxes. He said, look, here's what I think the law is. Read it, you know, read my books, you know, talk to your accountant, get a copy of the Internal Revenue Code, take a look at these court cases I'm citing, do your own homework, and then make your own decision. Right. So and my dad said, look, you know, I read all this information and concluded that the law didn't require me to pay taxes. I don't think it requires anybody to pay taxes. My dad would always say, look, just don't take my word for it. Don't just stop paying taxes because you heard me say so. I mean, research it yourself and make sure that you come to the same conclusion that I did. And a lot of people that my father exposed to the law, when they did research it, they did come to the same conclusion that my father did. You know, that was the problem for the government. And the government did very little to try to disprove anything that my father said, because they basically ignored it. You know, because they really didn't have a way to combat it other than by saying, oh, it's illegal or you're going to end up in jail. Mm-hmm. But they never could specifically address the issues. Like my dad would always say, well, you know, what section of the Internal Revenue Code creates a tax liability? What section requires you to file? And they can never point to these sections because they don't actually exist.
Right.
So they would just say, well, you have to file. You have to pay.
And of course, all of that doesn't help in front of a obedient jury who will do whatever it is the state demands.
Also, when they muzzle your defense attorney and say what they can say and what they can't say, that means you can only present the case that the government wants you to present.
Yeah, and look, a jury in the tax trial is really rigged because they won't allow anybody on the jury who's ever been audited. They won't allow any small business owners on the jury. It's almost all retired government workers,
right?
people on Social Security. And then, you know, what happens is the prosecution would say, if you acquit Irwin Schiff, you won't get your Social Security anymore, because how is the government going to collect taxes? You know, and the jury's a bunch of people living off of government pensions and Social Security. But, I mean, can you imagine, I mean, how can you exclude from a tax case anybody that doesn't like the IRS, right? If you've been audited, if you run a small business, they won't let you on the jury. So it's not a jury of your peers, right? I mean, I think, you know, so it's rigged. And,
totally.
And anybody with any intelligence is not going to be on that jury. You know, they won't let you on a jury when it's a tax crime. And, you know, from the government's perspective also, it's very different. Like if you're, you know, your typical axe murderer, you're going to get a fair trial, right? I mean, the government is going to be able to, you know, the Constitution is going to give you a fair trial, right? Because the worst
show
case,
evidence. Yeah.
Right. But the worst case scenario is the axe murderer goes free and he kills some more citizens, right? I mean, so the government doesn't really care, right? All right, so we let an axe murderer go. But if you're a tax protester, now the government doesn't want the tax protester acquitted. The government wants a conviction.
Yeah, they want to send a message.
Right, because he represents a threat to the government, not to the citizens. You know, my father would always joke, it would always be, you know, the people of the United States versus Irwin Schiff is how they describe it. But my father would say, no, it's the government of the United States versus the people of the United States. And my father thought he was representing the people. Right. And it was the people of the United States versus the government of the United States. And of course, the government always won because they rigged the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a surprise. They win in their courts.
Yeah. All right. So what, is there anything anyone can do to support Irwin in jail? Send him things or?
Well, I don't know. You know, what can actually be done at this point that would push it forward? You know,
a petition?
I mean, yeah, look, I'm trying to get
the liberals
Rand
love
Paul,
petitions.
Rand Paul's office has written a letter, or Senator Rand Paul. Also, I think a cousin of mine that lives in Connecticut had some connections with Rosa DeLauro, who's a, you know, congressman here in New Haven, and she's friendly with Obama. But I don't know. I mean, anybody can do something to try to make some noise to put some pressure on the prison system to, you know, expedite this thing and let this old guy out of jail, you know, before, and he's also going blind. That's part of the problem is that his vision is, you know, I'd like to have him, you know, come out, you know, and see his grandchildren while he can still see them, you know?
Yeah.
Do they have an elderly wing in the prison? I mean, how many people
he's kind of in like a hospital prison, but it's really bad because for the first year or two, he was in reasonable proximity. We could visit him quite often. You know, he was in New York or New Jersey. But ever since he turned 80, they moved him. He's either been in Indiana or now Texas. And so he's so far away, we rarely see him. You know, they have him isolated because they claim, well, once you get to over 80, you have to be in these special prisons. But, you know, there's not that many of them in the country, and they're far away. So, you know, he doesn't really get any visitors.
Yeah,
very rarely, you know.
I feel really lucky as an American how the American government keeps me safe from all those dangerous 80-year-olds they're keeping in prison.
Yep. You know, I thought it was ridiculous is the prison told me that if they do release my dad into my custody, right, so he can come out and live with me in Connecticut, that I have to, you know, get rid of all my firearms.
Oh,
because
boy.
You're not allowed to have, you know, an ex felon or whatever can't be, or someone on parole, whatever they release. You can't be in jail. You can't have a firearm in the house. And I said, well, even if they're locked up in safes, and they said, yep, you know, you even if you have it in a safe, which all I have guns on in my place, but
and presumably you know, they would be able to come by and search your house as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to, and they said not only can I have guns, I can't even have bullets.
Because
you know, I can't even have, you know, because I have those too. I stocked up on those. So I have to figure out what to do with them. But, you know, I
Peter,
think my dad,
stand
my
by.
Dad,
I would like to bring you back for more. So yeah. We'll come back with more. Right. Peter Schiff, our toll-free number is 855-453 if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're here on the live Sunday edition. And of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Once we get done with our interview with Peter Schiff, who is with us on the phones. Actually, he's on Skype right now, which means you can join us on the phones at our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So if you've got a question for Peter, now would be a good time for that. I know, Mark, you had a question, but we're going to go to the phones first.
Yep.
Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can also check out RootWork. If you, hey, I was about ready to call RootWork. That's what I was doing there. RootWork.it. If you've got a business, you know that IT can be frustrating, unreliable, unpredictable, and late. But it doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses like yours achieve always-on reliability. They're nerds who know business, and RootWork can make IT meet your needs. To prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free. To answer any of your IT questions, just go to rootwork.it/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. RootWork, R-O-O-T, work.it/FTL. That's rootwork.it/FTL. Get your consultation for free. All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. We're going to bring John in Nevada on with Peter Schiff. John, you are on with Peter Schiff. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I called to ask Peter specifically about his father, and you guys did a great job of answering all my questions while I was waiting for on hold. So I would just like to say that, you know, I have great respect for Erwin Schiff. As a man of principle, I think he may have made some tactical errors, but the real criminals are the people who put him in jail, and I pray sympathy for him at this time, as I do for Peter.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, John. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Now, let's change gears back into the education discussion, specifically the bubble surrounding college tuition. Mark, right. You had a question about that.
Peter mentioned his father, and I thought it was worth asking some questions, but I wanted to know about the student loan bubble, and we placed your white paper that you've recently created on our Facebook page, and people can go find it at facebook.freetalklive.com. The link to your website's right there. I want to know, now you predicted the mortgage loan, or the mortgage bubble that occurred in like 2005 or whatever. Can you talk briefly about that?
Well, the bubble was inflating. The real estate bubble probably peaked out around 05, and then it finally burst in 07, 08, and set off the events that led to the financial crisis. But, I think we have a much bigger bubble. I mean, the bubble in student loans is, a small part of what's actually going on. I mean, okay. The government has managed to reflate the housing bubble, the stock market bubble, but we have a bond market bubble, a dollar bubble, a consumer loan bubble. I mean, the whole U.S. economy is one gigantic bubble at this point. That's all we've got left. And that's why interest rates have been at 0% for almost 7 years, is because the Fed is desperately trying to keep the air in these bubbles. It doesn't want them to deflate. It doesn't want to pop them. That's why I don't believe they're actually planning on raising interest rates. I think they recognize that they cannot prick this bubble because, it will be much worse than the bursting of the housing bubble or the dot-com bubble. But, there is no avoiding this. I mean, the government has, created this disaster, and there's no way around it. I mean, they're just trying whatever they can to delay the inevitable. But, because they've succeeded in delaying it, they've just made it much, much worse. It's going to be a lot worse. So people really have to protect themselves from this more so than I think the past crises. And that means
how do they do that?
Well, you ran some commercials for gold. I mean, owning gold is one way to protect yourself, but people should also diversify. They shouldn't only have gold, but they should definitely have some gold. But they should also invest internationally. We help people do that. I invest in gold. I've got my own company, shiftgold.com. There are other reputable dealers out there. I have a brokerage firm, Euro Pacific Capital, at europac.com. We help people buy stocks and bonds in Switzerland, New Zealand, Singapore,
Asia.
Countries that I think are in better shape, where I think the assets have better value. The currencies are going to rise when the dollar sinks. And so there's a lot I think that's going to happen to really upend the status quo. And I think a lot of people are going to go broke in this next crisis. And, if you're not prepared for it, you could suffer that fate. So I think it's more important now, even I think, than with the dot-com bubble or the housing bubble, because this one is going to have much more profound consequences for typical Americans when it bursts. I think, we're going to see a big loss of value of the dollar, not just internationally, then not just for tourists, going to Europe, but as Americans try to buy things here in America. Things that they used to be able to afford, I think, are going to be completely unaffordable for the vast majority of Americans.
Now, recently I saw a video where you were advocating if you've got a business, you should move it to Puerto Rico. Can you touch on that?
Well, it depends on the business. I've moved one of my businesses to Puerto Rico, my asset management business, which used to be out in Newport Beach, California, and it's now in Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico. If you have a business that can be done from Puerto Rico, or if you want to work from Puerto Rico, there are some tremendous tax incentives that just began in 2013. But basically, if you operate in the right type of business, you don't have to pay any U.S. income taxes, which is going to be true for anything. Anybody that moves to Puerto Rico, if you just earn money in Puerto Rico, you're exempt from U.S. taxes. That's by treaty with Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has its own taxes, but if you operate within these couple of new acts that they've passed, then you're exempt from Puerto Rico taxes as well. So it really is the best tax haven, I think, out there, unless you're going to renounce your citizenship, which for some people could be very expensive.
Yeah, and we know somebody who's been going through that right now, and they have been raking him over the coals.
Yeah, and a lot of people might not want to renounce their citizenship for other reasons, but they don't want to pay taxes. So the middle ground is Puerto Rico. And I love it there. You know, I own a condo there on the beach. And,
yeah, I'm sure it's awful. You know, like during the winter when there's no snow on the ground and it's nice and warm, I bet it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a beautiful beach. It's probably maybe the most beautiful beach I've been on. I mean, every time I go someplace else that's not there, I just say, well, why aren't I at my condo? My condo is nicer. My beach is nicer. So it's a nice place. I do intend to ultimately live there. I'm probably going to move there maybe 5 years from now. I have personal family reasons why I'm not moving now. But if I was younger, if I was single, or if I wasn't divorced, if I, you know, because it's mainly my kid from my first marriage. But, you know, if I had, if I was still married to, you know, if I, my family was intact, you know, all my kids, you know, it would be easier for the whole family to pick up and move. But I can't do that just yet. But and there are other reasons, things I like about being in Connecticut and being close to New York. But, you know, I don't like paying taxes. You know, that's a powerful incentive. Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, Peter, thanks for coming on. What's your website we can send folks over to?
Yeah, well, for people who are interested in just following me on the internet, I do my own podcast at shiftradio.com. I put up a lot of my own videos and my video blog. And, of course, you could, you know, check out the one I mentioned on the college. Is it's a college degree worth the cost? Yeah, but
we posted that on our Facebook page. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you were watching that during one of the breaks, Mark.
It's hilarious.
It sounded really fun.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to these poor people that have these student loans and stuff, but, you know, you're going down Bourbon Street. It seemed like everybody you talked to. At least you edited out the people that weren't didn't have college degrees. But
there were very few people didn't. I mean, almost everybody did. That was the reality. But, you know, a lot of people went to college and didn't graduate. I only wanted people who actually graduated. But it was rare to find somebody that didn't go. I mean, and the people that didn't go were happy that they didn't go. You know, they were glad because, you know, they didn't waste their time or their money. But you saw some people had advanced degrees, you know. They had master's degrees. But so you check out my YouTube channel, The Schiff Report. But, you know, my investment companies, Euro Pacific Capital, if you want me to help you with your stock portfolio, which I would encourage people to diversify internationally at europac.com, and for precious metals, shiftgold.com. So,
well, thank you, Peter. Appreciate it. And thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. We appreciate
it. All right. And happy Labor Day weekend to you and all of your listeners.
Very good. Peter Schiff, thank you. Our toll-free number to join us here, 855-450-FREE, although we do recommend Midas Resources for all your precious metals needs.
But I do have a mutual fund with Peter at Europac.
There's you can join us here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Trump and immigration.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here to join us. Live Sunday edition continuing. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. Now, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Save@purse.com. Had somebody, I think, posting on our, I don't know if it was our Facebook page or the AmpleLink group, but somebody posted, hey, thanks for letting me know about saveatpurse.com. I just saved something like 30% on whatever it is they were buying there. It was incredible. You can actually get almost anything from Amazon at generally at least 20% off. That's the average. And I've never gotten less than that, personally. I usually get 25% off when I'm using saveatpurse.com to get the stuff that I want to buy through Amazon. Now, the catch is I have to spend Bitcoin in order to do it. So if you want to save big time on Amazon, and why wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, the prices are already pretty good, but if you can knock another 20% off of an Amazon price, there's no reason not to. So go to saveatpurse.com. When you do that, it'll take you to our affiliate link, and Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of any purchases you make once you sign up through saveatpurse.com. This is real. You really can save 20% or more on Amazon.
It is amazing. You know, I mean, all the things that pretty much everything you need. We've been sort of redesigning our lives at my house to take advantage of this because pretty much everything you need to live you can buy on Amazon, and now you can get it for 25% off or
right,
so.
Can't you even buy Whole Foods gift cards on Amazon?
You can buy Whole Foods gift cards. You can buy all kinds of gift cards.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
All right, so let's see here. We're going to tell you about Forbes and their response to what Donald Trump's, what they call his extreme statements about immigrants and Mexico. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Ralph. He's in New Jersey listening to WOBM.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph.
You know, I'm not having my radio set today. Otherwise, I would have, you know, tuned into that station. If you are not preempted by some sports, okay? That is, if you are not preempted. I suppose you are on that station. But nevertheless, I want to talk about this imposter, this animal, and this father in the
White
House.
An imposter?
Yes.
Okay.
you know, he is a figurehead, an acting, you know, method acting, Hollywood production. You know who that is, right? You know,
I have an idea.
I'm driving
Michelle Obama. Oh, wait, no, you said he.
No, the other half. The other one.
Okay.
You know, that's still my Louis. Oh, that's ridiculous.
So what has Barack Obama done this week that bothers you, Frank?
Well, I like, it's not only me, but a good, you know, number of people in this country believe that he is turning this country into the police state, okay, for the following reason, okay? He has this visceral hatred against the police, number one.
Hold on, wait. Didn't you just say he's turning it into a police state, and then you said
that's
he hates
right.
the police? Isn't that a kind of a contradiction in terms?
No, it's not a contradiction in terms, sir. Okay.
How's that?
You know,
how can you hate the police, but yet want to expand their power?
He's waging a hate campaign as well as a war against the cop, and he's constantly bringing up the issue of gun too. He is definitely finding a way to buy.
I've never heard him bring up guns. Now I can't. I must say that I don't listen to every word the guy says by any stretch of the imagination. But I've never heard him say other than that whole comment about holding their Bibles and their guns. I mean, I don't really remember him talking about that issue.
Didn't the assault ban or the assault weapons ban expire during the Obama administration?
Every time there is a shooting incident, such as, and the thing with this man, the last one was the.
But wait, slow down. I know you've got a lot to say. I understand that, Ralph. But wasn't it during the Obama administration when the assault weapons ban expired?
The assault weapons ban, I believe so.
I think so too. I mean, that's not the worst president in the world.
Well, it's not like they're gonna. I mean, you know, Congress really hasn't been working with him on anything. So mm-hmm. I don't know what Barack Obama wants.
You know, the worst. You will not state that because you don't like being called a racist. Okay. That I understand perfectly well.
Well, I'm not a racist, so I would not like.
I'm happy to disagree with Barack Obama, and his color is irrelevant.
Yeah, he's not a good president. I mean, I just like to make it clear, I don't like any presidents, and I don't like George W. Bush, and I don't like Barack Obama either.
Okay.
But I'm confused, Ralph. You still haven't really reconciled the answer.
Especially of the kind that you guys adhere to, equals white guilt. Liberal white.
What? Liberalism? We're not liberals.
Libertarian. That's what you consider the bottom.
Oh, libertarianism.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that have to do with white guilt?
That's really a smokescreen for saying liberal white guilt.
No.
I don't really think so. Being able to disagree with somebody.
I don't feel guilty, personally. I don't think I did anything to hurt anybody. So why should I feel guilty?
I mean, what?
Am I supposed to feel guilty because I happen to be born this way? I mean, no. I'm just a human being, and so is everybody else. Look, you still haven't explained, Ralph, I want to get a straight answer from you. Didn't you say when you started this phone call that Obama was bringing about a police state?
Yes, you know. We're
how can you reconcile the idea
right
that
the corner of this, we're right around the corner of this man invoking the Posse Comitatus Act?
How can you, on one hand, say that he hates the police, but yet he's bringing about a police state? That's a contradiction. If you hate the police, you'd want to defund them. You'd want to shut them down or something.
It's not really a contradiction because if you know, you look at it, right? This man, Obama, is down with the black thugs or the black black criminality. Look up
the black Illuminati. Is that what you just said?
Criminality. You probably well aware about what's going on in Baltimore.
Okay, he hasn't answered the question, right, Mark? I can't get a straight answer.
For this question.
Ralph, I really like a straight answer. This is your last chance. The third time I'm going to ask you. How can someone, on one hand, bring about a police state and on the other hand not like the police?
Look at what happened in Baltimore, people. Look at what happened.
That's not an answer.
You didn't beat anybody up in Baltimore.
From Obama. The orders came directly from Obama. For them to
what orders? What orders are you talking about?
For the police to stand down while the lawlessness, the mayhem, and
the police stood down.
Everything was going on.
All right. Well, thank you, Ral, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Oh, man. You know, you can't hold those two positions. There's so much cognitive dissonance between those two positions. Like, it just doesn't even make sense. If you hate the police, he's saying Obama hates the police. He doesn't like the police. But then on the other hand, he's saying that Obama is bringing about a police state.
By having the police stand down.
But then he says they're standing down. Like, what? Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, well, I mean,
pick a side, man.
Yeah, I just don't get it, I guess.
No, I really don't either. If maybe you can explain it better, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It would seem to me that if you were, you know, critical of the police, if you did not like the police, then you would be working towards reducing the incidence of police violence and, you know, police power over our lives. And Obama certainly isn't doing that. He supports having more police and a police state. And, you know, otherwise we'd see laws being repealed. We'd see the police, you know, not hurting peaceful people.
If Obama disliked the police, he would do something about the 1,500 shootings of American citizens by police per year.
About the dogs, too.
He'd do something about the fact that the United States, it seems like the police in the United States shoot a lot more people than police in other westernized countries. If that's what his concern was, and it doesn't seem like it is to me, then he'd do something about it. It seems like the chief of the executive branch might have some power over people who are in the lower executive branches, right?
Yeah. I would love to see any candidate actually be critical of the police, and that's not going to happen. You know, maybe the Libertarian, whoever they end up deciding to choose. But generally, that's just, if you're running for the mainstream political party and you start criticizing the police, your campaign's dead in the water. I mean, the people who come out to vote, these old white hairs in most places, they love the police. They don't.
That's one of the reasons it's so difficult to get medical marijuana and marijuana, recreational marijuana legalized because of the police lobby.
That's true. And you know, Obama, while he said a few good things about marijuana, he did come out and sort of weakly support the idea that marijuana wasn't as dangerous as alcohol. He admitted to he himself having used it.
When was that? It didn't seem like he was on the vanguard of any of that stuff.
No, it was a couple of years ago. Wasn't that long.
Big deal. At that point, they already had medical marijuana in half the states.
He hasn't actually done anything, though. He hasn't reduced the schedule of marijuana. It's currently a Schedule 1 drug, which means that it is the most controlled, the most illegal. And he could change that with a flick of his pen. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stock for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, pine, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.